Well, we're now joined by James Mulvihill, Women's Team Manager. Commiserations today. We did say 4-1, flattered them with those two late goals.
Yeah, it's flattering.
But we did give ourselves a bit of a mountain to climb in that first half.
Yeah, it is. I wrote on the board in the change rooms, don't give anything cheap. And we've given two cheap free kicks away and we've conceded both of them. Silly mistakes. It's going to be a lot of growth for us now from this. Like, we know Merseyrail are in kind of the league above, fighting for their lives, kind of what we did last year. And we want to be in that position. And we've just got a bit of an eye-opener there of what we need to do to compete at that level.
You must be pleased, though, with the second half and the drive. But again, it was like the story of the game was just what could have been. It was just like the final ball or just reading the passes into the box. It was just, we're nearly there. Just 5%, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, I'd say the maturity of a team. Like, there's points in the first half, especially where we're kicking it long, where the whole team as a unit's not moved up. When we're just creating pressure for ourselves, like, we're not moving up as a team, as a unit. Taking our chances as well. I think we hit the bar twice there. Couple of incidents there. Libby Dixon, she squares it. It's a goal. There's a few different incidents that come to mind, but there's a spirit. There's a 25-30 minute spirit in the second half where we've give a good account of ourselves and we've gone for it. But at the end of the day, we fell short on the result. People are going to look at result and it's going to be flattering to them. We're like, it's 2-1 90th minute and we're knocking on the door. And then obviously the third goal goes in there and heads have gone down, but it's understandable. But we know we can be better than that. We do know we can be better than that, but like I say, we are missing key people today. Chelsea Flanagan, yeah. Kate O'Gara, we really miss them today, big time.
That was quite evident, I think, in the first half, because that was the one thing we were picking up upon. It was just, there was a nervousness about FC United. We were giving the ball away way too much. And you did something interesting at half-time, where you let them come out really early. Mm-hmm. Was that a case of a bit of cleverness from yourself in the fact that you're just allowing them time to soak it all up a bit more? Because
we didn't settle,
No, there was a frantic nature that first half, and not in a good way.
No. It's something that we've been working on for ages of trying to get the girls to settle. Like, we've done preparation, tried to do a bunch of different things this morning to get them in the right frame of mind. But we just, when we're missing key players, the girls don't settle. I think it's a mentality thing of, When you miss people in the team who people look to in key moments, if Kirsty wasn't playing today, it'd feel like, we're missing someone. But then again, we were frantic. That's the first half was frantic. I enjoyed the second half, but it had a feeling like Leeds did last year. That game, it felt like that performance.
The first game that popped into my brain when we went 2-0 down was Leeds United.
Yeah, it was the same atmosphere. You could feel it. You could feel it building. It was going to happen. The fans getting on board with us there, like singing and chanting, and you could feel it. It was brewing. And I know that Merseyrail could feel it. They knew that something was on the horizon, and we just fell short at the kind of the final post. And it's kind of been the story of probably the last 12 months of FC United Women. Little bit gutted, though. We wanted to kind of break the record for the women's team and get to the second round.
There'll be other opportunities. That's the thing to say. But I'm going to focus on a couple of positives just to end this interview. Because I like those story arcs that go down and then up.
Yeah.
Kelly, we give FC United player of the match to. I thought she was brilliant at left back once again.
Yeah.
Mava, when she came on, turned the tide.
Yeah, quality.
I mean, that's...
No, 100%.
I mean, I'm a big fan of fullbacks who I think it's one of the best positions on the pitch for changing the games, and that's what they did.
100%. You've seen it. You've seen when Corey came on second half, straight away she was being brave, and Corey came on and she did. She changed the game, and we had that energy down that right-hand side especially. It's just one of them. It's hard to take results like that because you know you should have got something out of the game. But we go again. We're going to take the positives now is that we've got the league action. We're probably going to have a rest now on the 27th. A little rest for you as well. probably the girls need it. I've just told them then let's have Tuesday off. Let's relax, let's recuperate, and let's come strong on Thursday, ready for Blackburn.
Yeah, Blackburn next. And it's an old cliche, you concentrate on the league now. But we've seen it in the men's game. You know, when South Shields got knocked out of the FA Cup, their next result was a defeat at home to a team that probably should have beaten. We don't want it to slump, because that is a cliche, but it does happen.
Yeah. I don't think, do you know what, if I'm going to say it straight now, preparation this week has not been ideal. We've had Shanice roll her ankle this week, Shanice Reeves, big player. Then we've got Flanagan goes out with a knee injury. Then Kate O'Gara pulls up on Thursday. We had people, like, we were wrapping everyone in cotton wool this week, and that's a tough one. Like, when you're preparing for what's probably the biggest game of your season, it's a bit of a killer. Like, the week before for crew, we had perfect preparation, and you just hope that coming this next week, Thursday, we get everyone fit, firing again, have a nice fun session, get ourselves in the right frame of mind and go again. Like, the goal's still the same for us for the league. We've got 10 games on the board by Christmas. We want 30 points. We do that, and there's no reason why we won't be going into the National League again next year.